Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. This week, we're starting off with news of Otero County declaring a state of emergency. Can you fill us in with the details?
Correct. So on Friday, the county commission collectively declared a state of emergency, which only means that expressly the county is now eligible for emergency assistance funding from FEMA in response to COVID-19. Now, I will say that that resolution passed on a 2-1 margin with District 2 County Commissioner Coy Griffin as the sole vote against. His reasoning was that declaring this a state of emergency will open the area up to a bit more panic than the situation calls for.
Many people across New Mexico are indoors with a stay-at-home order in effect for the state. Now, you ran a story by New Mexico In Depth that really shines some light on the issue of domestic violence. What can you share?
Correct. So Jessica Fierro, a victim advocacy unit director for domestic violence resources in Albuquerque, called this stay-at-home order a perfect recipe for a nightmare, an abuser's dream. And what she means by that is the more likely you are to have people in volatile relationships in a single household for extended periods of time, the more likely you will have a higher reporting percentage of domestic violence incidences. Now, it's a more interesting situation for the county of Otero, where we know that we have a lack of victim advocacies and resources. So, effectively, New Mexico In Depth found that when situations like these happen, we can expect the number of calls for help, the number of domestic violence incidences, and the number of extreme incidences to climb.
Okay, you also have some news from Cloudcroft, which shares some information about a new butchery opening up in the area.
So we all have been to the supermarkets where sometimes the shelves are empty, and especially when we're looking for that special cut of meat, it gets really frustrating. In that environment, we have a new meat market open in the Sacramento Mountains near Cloudcroft, New Mexico. John Schuster, whose family has lived there, recently opened up this market. You can visit it fairly regularly. He says there's no few food shortages in the area, but some items might be harder to grab. But they are open for business now, and they're welcoming the public to come in to find a nice cut of meat, to visit with the new business owners.
Some exciting news from Cloudcroft. Jessica, thank you so much for updating us this week. We will talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.